Good morning. We're going to start Hilchos Binyan Sukkah. There's interesting halacha in Hilchos Binyan Sukkah that the order of building the sukkah has to be the Ramad and then the Siman Tafresh Lamed Hey. You have to build the walls and afterwards the Zikach. So in the Torah there are two parts to a sukkah. There are the walls and there are the Zikach, and the order has to be that you build the walls and then you put the Zikach on top. If a person would put four poles in the ground and not make walls and put the schach on top and then build the walls underneath the schach, the sukkah would be kosher, it would be possible. So therefore the halacha is that the fountains have to be built first. What about a situation where the sukkah was built originally in the correct order, none of the fountains fell and the schach remained, and you put the walls back up? Do you need to remove the schach? Because at this point in time there's no walls, and now you're building the schach is already in place, and now you have schach without walls, then you add the walls. So the halacha is, since in the original building the schach was built after the walls, in this situation when you're replacing putting the walls back up, you do not need to remove the schach before you put the walls back up. But since, in the order of the halachas we're going to learn, since the walls go first, we're going to discuss the halachas of the walls, and then we'll move on to the halachas of the schach. Furthermore, the primary element of the sukkah is the schach, and therefore the halachas of the schach are more detailed than the halachas of the walls, and therefore we're going to deal with the less detailed halachas first. Once we have that in place, we'll move on to the more challenging areas of halacha known as the schach. Okay, so when we talk about the halachas of the mechitzas, so in the Torah there's a requirement of a certain amount of height that the walls require. There's a certain amount of length that the walls require. There's a certain amount of walls that you must have. There's a certain amount of strength that the walls must have. And we mentioned the order how they're going to be built. The next question, which we always want to talk about when we build the sukkah, is after we define the walls and the schach, are there different halachas by who builds the sukkah? Are there any halachas in the building of the walls? Any halachas in the building of the schach? Are the halachas where you build the sukkah, and how large does the sukkah have to be? So let's go back to the halachas of the walls. So the walls, we said that they're going to be five different areas which we need to talk about. One of them is the order, so we mentioned that already. And then beyond that, there is midaraisa, we require a certain height. So the midaraisa, the height of the walls of the sukkah have to be at least 10 tefachim high. 10 tefachim high is a machlokes between Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish and others, is exactly how long a tefach is. Approximately, according to Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, the length of a tefach is 3 inches, and according to the Chazon Ish, it is very minutely less than 4 inches. So therefore, according to Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, the shear of the walls of the sukkah have to be 30 inches high. According to the Chazon Ish, the walls of the sukkah have to be 40 inches high, which means I could build the walls of the sukkah on the ground, go up 40 inches, and then have an airspace, and have the schach above that, because sitting in a sukkah which is only 40 inches tall is not so easy. I could leave a gap, midaraisa, I could leave a gap, and we'll use the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim of that as long as the schach is directly over where the walls are, even though they are not touching. There's a concept in halacha called gud achas mechitza. So as if the schach and the walls are connected. So that's the height that is required in halacha. This height requires also that it should be on the ground. So if there's a gap between the bottom of the walls and the grounds of 3 tefachim, so then the walls are not kosher. Well, now, since we're dealing with the question with the raisa, and we have a machlokes, how long is the tefach, and so therefore how tall the wall has to be, you're dealing with the issue of the mitzvah of the raisa. Person has to be machir, misafik, and person has to make the walls of his sukkah 40 inches tall. Now, in regards to the halacha that the walls have to touch the ground, we are going to allow up to but not including a gap of three tefachim. So over here, if we're going to the Fadl Chazanish and say that you can allow it to be 11 and a half inches off the ground, you're being mekel, because according to Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, that's already more than three tefachim off the ground, and the sukkah is possible. So here we have to be machmer in the other direction and say that maybe the tefach is shorter and 9 inches is already too much off the ground. So we need to be machmer in that direction the other way, and we cannot allow the walls to be raised off the ground 9 inches. Okay, so that's in regards to the height of the walls of the sukkah. Bezer, we will talk about the other halachas in the next year. Have a good day.